Okay, and welcome back. Hour number two. And this hour, we'll kind of change gears a little bit and talk to Mitchell Henderson. Mitch is with us, of course, every week. He has a bonanza of material for us tonight, as he always does. This one is going to be a little different, to put it mildly. It has to do with things that most of us understand are certainly in view. Are they going to materialize in our faces and actually do the things that we are afraid they're going to do? Looks like it to me. We'll find out. Title of this hour is Understanding Why You Must Die for the World Economic Forum. It's quite a title there, Mitch.
Well, thank you. It sort of gets to the point, though.
Gets right to the point. You might have said for Dr. Strangelove, or excuse me, Klaus Schwab, and his World Economic Forum Men's Club, or whatever the hell it is.
Yes, I think that the great thing about it, okay, is that they're making no secret whatsoever of what they intend to do. None at all. They're completely out in the open about the fact that they want to kill you. Okay.
Oh, yes. Hold on. Pull that phone away a little bit further from you.
Okay, how's that? Is that better?
It is better. And Todd, if you'd push the EQ at the top up a little, I think we'll sharpen that up. It's fine. You're fine. Very important. They're killing people. Mitch, you already know they've killed over two. I don't know. I can't speak for you, but I'm sure Mitchell understands that the evidence suggests that there are over already 2 million Americans who have been murdered. Maybe three. We don't know. How do you hide 2 million dead in a country of 335 million? This is not hard. When you own the media, you can do whatever you want. So that's what they're doing. And as Mitchell said, they're pushing it right in our face. What are you going to do about it, people? What are you going to do about it? Nothing. Nothing they're going to do. Here's a story. Let me do this real quick, Mitch. This is important because it's new. It has to do with something that Steve Kirsch wrote. Came out yesterday. I'm going to rerun it. And the question is, Mr. Kirsch wrote, how are they going to explain all the newborns with cardiac problems? And the word is that the neonatal intensive care units and hospitals all across America are running full or near capacity or over capacity with little tiny infants, all of them with cardiac problems, because their moms decided to take the death shot during pregnancy.
Oh my goodness. That's terrible.
Dumb and dumber and dumbest. You choose. It's bad.
Well,
and you know, these kids are going to die.
It's just like this. Today I was reading in the paper, Ruben Navarrete, I think his name is, he was writing an opinion, and he was saying, well, you know, it makes sense that first responders and people who have contact with the public should have to be forced to be vaccinated.
Because hold them
they
down.
Can spread the disease to another person.
God.
Okay,
but
hasn't everybody heard just repeatedly that if you get the vaccine, you're still going to get the coronavirus and you're still going to pass it on to others? So therefore, what's the sense in it? It makes no difference. You can get this disease, they're saying, you can get this disease whether you're vaccinated or you're unvaccinated. You can spread it whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated. So why is the vaccination so important? I mean, it's a logic bomb.
Mitch, if I might, to add to the logic bomb, we have got, all of us collectively, and I do it, to get away from calling this or referring to it under any circumstance as a vaccine. It is not a vaccine. It was never intended to be a vaccine. It is a fraud. It was designed. It was created. It was tested. It was proven. It was deployed as a mass genocidal biological death weapon. It is a bioweapon. It is not a vaccine. That's bullshit to call it a vaccine. We shouldn't get suckered into doing it. But that's how the mainstream media controls the narrative. This is a death instrument. Excuse me. Go ahead.
Exactly. So, speaking of fraud, that's what I'm going to basically talk about tonight is a con job, fraud. So the driver for the World Economic Forum's Great Reset is global climate change. In other words, global climate change is the pretext for a major change in humanity itself. Climate change is the pretext for your extermination. The fourth industrial revolution centers on renewable energy and the internet. Okay. So let's look at renewable energy first. Let's break it down a little bit. Okay, solar and wind energy is inefficient and cannot be scaled up to meet the needs of 8 billion people on Earth. They estimate that they can only take care of about 500 million people with renewable energy. So it is essential that 7.5 million humans die. It's essential to their plan. Only petroleum and natural gas can take care of the energy needs of 8 billion people. If you make petroleum fuels too expensive and or too scarce, you can, by this method alone, murder billions of people, especially this wintertime. We'll see how that goes. Renewable energy can support relatively few people's energy needs. Both wind and solar energy farms are eyesores on the landscape and kill many birds by being chopped up by the windmills or burned alive on the fly by solar farms. I've watched videos of birds flying over solar farms and catching on fire. Okay, a common experience. There used to be businesses that could not open, projects that could not be constructed because of some bird. And now that doesn't seem to be a problem. Okay.
No.
Their narrative changes to fit their needs. Okay. So the hypocrisy is staggering. Okay, so let's go to solar power. To make silicon for solar panels and electronic components, you take silicon dioxide, which is just sandstone, the most common stone on Earth, and mix it with two parts of carbon and heat it until one part of silicon metal and two parts of carbon monoxide are produced. In order to produce the 8 million metric tons and a metric ton, by the way, in case somebody is not familiar with it, a metric ton is 1,000 kilograms, and each kilogram is 2.2 pounds.
Yeah.
Right. So a regular ton, like we know, a metric ton is like 2.2 tons.
It's a little
in
bit
our
bigger.
System.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So. So for almost 7 million metric tons of coal must be used to make this, okay? They want to get coal out of industry, but you need coal to make the silicon for the solar panels, okay?
Uh-huh.
This pumps 16 million metric tons of the extremely toxic gas, carbon monoxide, into the atmosphere each year. Methane is the most powerful greenhouse gas. And methane normally decomposes in the atmosphere and creates protective ozone. But in the presence of carbon monoxide, methane does not decompose. And so carbon monoxide enhances the greenhouse gas capabilities of methane gas. So they're actually doing their pollution in order to make the renewable energy. Okay. So let me just point this out for the Christians in the audience. So the apocryphal book of Esdras 2, in chapter 5, it states that in the end times, quote, the stone shall speak. Stones are silicon dioxide. Your cell phones, TVs, and radios all speak now. Even your car or Alexa talks to you. The stones are speaking all around you right now. In chapter 6, it states that... the following is a sign that we have arrived at the apocalypse. the books will be opened across the sky for all to see. Is this specifically Kindle or Nook, or does it include the Internet also? It's describing something that we're living now that he could only put into general phrases several thousand years ago. Okay.
Sure.
So please remember that apocalypse comes from the Greek word apokalypsis, meaning to uncover or reveal. In the age of information, there is so much lying going on, but if you look for yourself, you can uncover the truth. The globalists and the evil they promote on our planet has become so glaringly obvious that only willful ignorance can hide it. In Isaiah 5:20, it talks of a time when in the last days, good will become evil and evil will be called good. LGBT, good. Straight, bad. Promoting gender change in children, good. Leaving the kids alone, evil. Using critical race theory to promote racial, ethnic, and gender hatred is good. Judging people by their character is evil. Murdering 65 million innocent babies so feminists can have promiscuous sex is good. Cheating on your spouse is fun and good. Being faithful to your spouse is evil and boring. Okay, this is the world we live in. Okay, so the power created from solar energy must be stored in batteries. Most of the batteries used in solar electricity storage, and even for your cell phone, are lithium-ion batteries. Right. While stones are silicon dioxide, the word lithium actually means stone, okay? So to describe the dangers of producing 82,000 metric tons of lithium each year, I will use the woke Wikipedia version. I'm quoting from woke Wikipedia. The manufacturing process of lithium, including the solvent and mining waste, present a significant environmental and health hazards. It is fatal to aquatic life. It is also known to cause surface water contamination, respiratory problems, ecosystem degradation, and landscape damage. Okay. So renewable energy creates a lot of environmental damage. And this is from them. This is what they say. Okay. This is not an alternative information site. This is what they agree to. Okay. So it takes 20 kilowatts of electricity to produce 1 kilogram of lithium. That is 164 million kilowatt hours of electricity to produce what the world needed last year alone. It takes 1 ton of coal to produce 2,460 kilowatts of electricity. So 66,666 tons of coal were burned to produce the lithium needed last year alone. Is this green? Is this green energy? See, it's all lies. But people they just don't know. They don't know how silicon's made or how lithium's extracted. So they're not questioning, you know, these things.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
Those seeking to save the earth from climate change are selling us new poisons, new hazards, and new pollution for the old. The world is dependent on the People's Republic of China, which produces two-thirds of the world's silicon and half the world's lithium. The woke elites also require other metals to run the Internet world, like the rare earth elements, all of which comes from China. Okay. Essential to this electronic world is cobalt, which mainly is mined in the eastern Congo by slave and child labor under terrible and inhumane conditions. Cobalt extraction has fed the war without end in the eastern Congo that started in 1994 after the Rwandan genocide and has been called the World War of Africa. The fighting and the outright murder going on there for 29 years has not been stopped precisely because the Green New Deal and the World Economic Forum, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, requires cheap cobalt. The workers are not just slaves, but often fed human flesh to eat. This is a low-tech, up-close, personal war that has cost over 6 million lives, so we can use cell phones. I have in the past complained that every time someone uses cocaine or heroin, they are implicated in the cruel butchery and death that the drug cartels create in order to do business. Well, the cell phones that I'm talking on now is at the expense of Congolese children who are raped, fed human meat, and die an early death from the mining they do. There is nothing clean about clean energy and the fourth industrial revolution. It is founded on the same human suffering and exploitation as all of the other industrial revolutions. There is nothing new in the new world that they are trying to create except the amount of murdering that the global elites are willing to do to make it happen. Okay.
And how much murdering are they willing to do, Mitch?
7.5 billion people. But it's like Stalin said, one man's death is a tragedy, but a million men's death is a statistic. Okay.
Yep.
They have the Stalinist mindset, the Bolshevik mindset. Okay. So let me talk about the political religion of climate change. Okay. Because this is just never talked about anymore. It's just like everybody in the world just assumes that this is all truth, okay, but it's a lie. The purpose of climate change religion is to replace the petroleum industry that keeps 8 billion people alive to a new, less efficient, and less reliable renewable energy in order to make a fortune for a few at the cost of billions of lives. It is not even clean energy. Solar panels and batteries do not last forever. They go bad like anything else. They are presenting renewable energy to you as if it was some perpetual motion machine. It clearly is not. Climate change is a false religion. I have a bachelor's and a master's degree in geography, which of course includes physical geography or how the Earth works in climatology. I have loved the topic all my life. Let me explain what I learned at the university using old-fashioned science that sought truth, not like the current science that is the servant of politics, okay? There is climate change. The Earth's climate alternates between ice ages and greenhouse periods where there are no glaciers. This is not a controversial statement. This also statement also comes from Wikipedia, okay, which is a woke encyclopedia, basically. We have glaciers now, and we are headed to a period without glaciers. That is why the ice caps of the world's glaciers are melting. This is a normal cycle that we are in, and it has nothing to do with humans. The ice caps could be melting even if there were no humans on Earth. These cycles are called Milankovitch cycles.
Say that again, please, Mitch. What are they called?
Milankovitch cycles.
Spell it.
Ice age cycles.
Please.
Milankovitch.
Thank you.
Milankovitch. He was a Serbian scientist.
Got it.
Okay. But pre-communist. Okay. So let me just describe the process. When the ice caps melt, it puts fresh water into the ocean. Fresh water is lighter than salt water. What keeps places like New England and Northern Europe relatively warm is the salt water Gulf Stream that travels from the tropics where it warms up along the coast of New England and Europe. When the ice caps melt, the cold, fresh water forces the warm water of the Gulf Stream deeper so it can no longer warm the coastal areas. The summers in New England will be cooler, and as a result, soon not all of the winter snow melts. The snow accumulates and builds up over time until you have, once again, continental ice sheets. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there was a time when Earth, several billion years ago, when there was just oxygen and nitrogen in the air, with no greenhouse gases, and the Earth was covered with a sheet of ice one mile thick, okay, and that's over the entire planet. It was just a ball of ice, and that's because there were no greenhouse gases. Okay?
Got it. Mm-hmm.
So, fortunately, volcanic activity picked up and spewed greenhouse gases into the atmosphere and melted the ice so we could have life on land. we could not inhabit this planet without greenhouse gases, okay? So 14,000 years ago, the Earth's temperature climbed by 14 degrees Celsius in just 3 years. Humans did not die off. Now they're trying to tell you that an increase of only 2 degrees Celsius in 50 years will make life uninhabitable. That is pure nonsense, okay? So just 6,000 years ago, picture this, just 6,000 years ago, which is not terribly long ago, the Sahara Desert was a lush green savanna with lots of human beings living in it. The Sahara Desert did not dry up and turn to a very hot desert because we were driving cars around and had electricity power plants.
Okay? Yeah, right. Hold on. Yeah. The Sahara used to be quite a place. All right, we'll be right back with Mitt. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Mitchell Henderson. Mitch, go right ahead. This is very important information, as always. Another chapter in your new book. I like it.
The Con Game, the Religion of Climate Change, where we all believe in some imaginary threat that humans are causing. It is a lie. It is the pretext for ending the threat of climate change by ending its alleged cause, humans. Kill off most of humanity and the threat of climate change is gone. Yes, the solution is just that simple. We are back to ancient times where the gods must be placated with the blood of human sacrifice so the elites
right.
can live comfortably and be serviced
you
by slaves.
You betcha. That's it. So
can
simple.
Can humans actually
so
control climate? We can't even control the weather for a local area 4 days out. Why do we think in our arrogance that we can alter the planet's climate for the next 100,000 years? The climate will change just as it is now, even if there are no humans on Earth. The religion of climate change wants to sacrifice 7.5 billion lives for a result that will not happen. Climate change is the god that will fail us, okay? Humans inhale about 51 billion tons of oxygen per year. Remember, if we just have oxygen, an oxygen atmosphere, the Earth is covered with 1 mile thick of ice. Humans exhale 7.3 billion tons of carbon dioxide per year. It is essential that humanity be exterminated to save the planet. The globalist elite already have 99% of all things on Earth. Now they want all of the air that you breathe. Climate change, as expounded by the globalist elite, is based on outcomes and assertions that are predetermined. Evidence is made to fit the narrative. 97% of climate scientists do not buy into the religious and political ideology of climate change. The 3% who do are the only ones who get government research grants or get their papers published in scientific journals. What factors can they not consider? First, the orbit of the Earth around the sun does not follow the same track each time. It varies each and every time we make the trip. It's not the same path, okay? Second, the Earth wobbles as it revolves around the sun. This can be seen in how the location of the north and south magnetic poles shifts in an unpredictable and random manner. The South Magnetic Pole is in the ocean. It's not even in Antarctica landmass itself, okay? They even have charts you can look up that shows how the North Pole has moved over the... Just in our lifetime, it has moved quite a bit. Third, sometimes the North Geographical Pole faces the sun directly, making it tropical, and the same for the South Geographical Pole, okay? Fourth, the tropics itself are not set. They vary from year to year, sometimes drifting north of 23.5 degrees north, sometimes drifting south of it. It's not the same every year. Okay. Fifth, nobody can predict solar maximums when it will be hotter, and solar minimums when it will be cooler. Nobody knows when those happen. They just happen, okay? Humans have to face it. Yeah, you know, we had to go through the fight where we had to realize that the Earth wasn't the center of the universe. Now we have to go through the fight where people are not the center of the universe. A human being is not the center of the universe, okay? So implementing the environmental cleansing of humans from Earth. First, cut fuel supplies by not extracting it, closing off pipelines and jacking the prices up. High gasoline and diesel prices make transportation of goods more expensive, which causes inflation that can quickly spiral into hyperinflation. Add to that supply chain blockages by changing regulations to make it impossible for trucking companies to transport goods. Add to that the vaccine mandates that cause critical employees to lose their jobs over a refusal to obey. As goods get scarcer and more expensive, institute price controls and begin rationing goods. Rationing is another lever to be used to make people obey. Food is a weapon. Okay. Create an environment. Hey,
Mitch,
yes,
excuse
go ahead.
Me. Doesn't it seem, honestly, at this point, and I'm not speaking about you people listening and wherever you are around the world, you're the best, but for the rank and file of humanity, doesn't it seem rather blatantly obvious that they are not only throwing genocide in our face, but they have so thoroughly commandeered control of humankind now through every major vector you can imagine virtually, that it's all over. It's going to go out the way that they want it to. It's going to play out exactly how they've planned it. They're not playing games. And unfortunately, most people are going to walk right up the ramp to the slaughterhouse. They're still getting their damn bioweapon shots. Oh, I can't lose my job. Oh, I need to travel. Oh, gosh, I want my kids in school. So I'll kill them.
It's put it this way. What they're doing is so audacious, they can do it openly because most people are not going to believe it. They can't believe that another human being would
it's
be so cruel
top.
And so heartless.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
But they can be. I mean, one time I was a smart ass, you know. I had a group of guys come from South America, and what we were going to do is we were going to arrest them. And for organized crime and stuff. So when they came to Tampa, that night I was taking out to steakhouse, to Wine and Diamond and stuff. And one of the bad guys who got into the van, he asked, he says, well, are you taking this to jail? And I said, no, that's tomorrow. Tonight we're going to go out and have some good food, party, have some fun. Okay. Well, you know, I told them they were going to jail the next day, and the next day they did go to jail. But that night, they just thought I was being a smartass. I told them the truth. And I knew that they would not believe the truth.
Mm-hmm.
They were so invested in their greed, because they were going to get a lot of money, that they wanted to believe the thing that was going to get them a lot of money instead of believing the reality. Okay. And I have to tell you that these particular men all knew that I had been a Tampa police officer before. So it was like, wow, you know. The capacity for self-deception is overwhelming, you know.
You just put, that's a perfect one to put on the table, the capacity for mass human self-deception is really over the top now. It's overwhelming, it's promoted, it's created, it's proffered by and enacted by constant chronic exposure to the media and your addiction to that screen you hold in your hand.
Right. So next you want to create an environment where vaxxed hate the unvaxxed, where white people are stigmatized and condemned and hated, and hatred of white people becomes official government, media, and academic policy. Getting people to hate each other is essential in destroying the nation and the economy. The Marxists threaten to riot if Kyle Rittenhouse is acquitted of murder, and self-defense is not acceptable for white people to exercise anymore. They want white people to hesitate when defending themselves. They've already done this to the police by making it hazardous to do to their career if they enforce the law against people of color. This is intentional. Okay, all white crime is political, is a political crime where the outcome of the trial is known. They are show trials. Okay, that's why we have 450 people still sitting in jail from January 6th, who are not a threat
to
society in any way.
And, and who's walking around free, jiggling his blubber and his orange hair, who set those people up, who walked out on them, who turned his fat ass on them when he could have blanket pardoned all of them and should have after he set them up by inviting them to come and protest legally on January the 6th. And if he didn't know that that was a setup in advance, I'll eat my hat. He knew.
Well, he knew also that I just recently saw a video where they nailed down the FBI agents provocateurs that were telling people, no, you
That's
can't
right.
stay out here. You got to go in. You got to
come on
you
in.
Break into the Capitol.
Got to get in here.
I mean, those guys, they're not in jail, and they're the only guys who were doing instigating. Upon asking for discovery for the defendants, there were 20 such people that the FBI refused to give any information on because they worked for the FBI. Okay. So the Rittenhouse trial is not about him. It's about criminalizing self-defense. While any white person who shoots up a school will never see the light of day again, a black teenager in Texas shoots up a school and is released on bail the next morning. Okay, black men are released on bail even if they commit multiple first-degree murders. Mm-hmm. Many big city prosecutors have a policy of not enforcing any laws against even violent black offenders. Meanwhile, the prisons are emptied out of the black violent offenders also. Okay. Black men are traveling into affluent white neighborhoods and shoot white people out jogging or walking their dogs. No effort is put into investigating these crimes, and no effort is putting into preventing them. They are not even deemed as newsworthy by the mainstream media. Okay, but it's going on. A very notable place that has been mentioned is Buckhead in Atlanta, suburb of Atlanta. But that was, you know, like maybe 15 minutes of news several months ago. They're not going to talk about it much. With crime spiraling out of control, with inflation making everything more expensive, with severe food shortages ahead, crime will become the only way to get food. As 4 million people leave the workforce each month, when we already had 10 million job openings in August, the vaccine mandate fires those already skilled at their jobs. Notice that the president, governors, mayors, and corporate CEOs have no heart for those who lose their jobs for a simple refusal to obey an unconstitutional order. The Biden regime also tells companies to follow the mandate even after a federal judge issued a stay on the order. We know who the dictator is, okay? Federal judges don't mean anything anymore. All of these efforts work together to collapse the American economy and bring crime and anarchy to your home. It all works together to make your life hell until you are finally exterminated through an artificially created famine and the anarchy that follows. Add to that the war with China and the consequent war with Russia. The October 2021 issue of Air Force Magazine, put out by the Air Force Association, has a cover title saying, and I quote, "Out of time. China's threat mm-hmm. is now. Air and space dominance is up for grabs." On the inside, the title reads, U.S. Air Force's three priorities, China, China, China. Air Force leaders warn, the U.S. will lose air superiority without rapid change. And this is a time when there's not very much interest in rapid change in our military. Okay. The article just before that.
What military is that, Mitch?
Right. Our military, the United States military.
I know. So-called.
Well, they want them to be, they want them to fight the real problems in the world, climate change and white supremacy. Okay.
Oh, so don't forget domestic terrorists like you and I, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh definitely. There's been overseas, I read foreign media that has said that the United States is only really interested in domestic terror. They're not in the international terrorist business anymore. Anyways, the international terrorist business was an American enterprise to begin with. It was run by the CIA.
Yeah.
So they can stop it anytime they want by just ordering them to stop, you know. The article just before that was named The Russian Way of War. It describes Russia's obvious strategy against NATO, warning that they are prepared for war and NATO is falling apart. It makes clear that the Russian nuclear posture is to destroy major cities without regard to civilian loss of life. Russia sees Western people as an existential threat to Russia itself. They know that we have a policy of not hitting major Russian population centers. Will our woke social justice warrior sissy troops even obey an order to launch a nuclear attack? Russia is betting that we are too weak and disorganized to be combat effective. They see Europe actually as weaker. The Russians actually say we're already at war. The Chinese have said we're at war since 1949. Now the Russians have said, well, we're at war. Ever since Biden became president, we've been at war.
Now, let me hold on. I really want to delve into this just a little bit with you real quick. How seriously do the Russian people, let me start with just the people, take the people of America as some kind of a threat? Do they really believe that? Do they really hate American people? I know the Chinese communists do.
It's because we're trying to force our wokeism on them.
How are we trying? Well, what is Biden doing that is so effective that to scare the Russian people into hating us?
Well, supposedly sanctions and stuff like that. But Russia itself admits that the sanctions have been good for Russia because
They're fine.
Completely self-sufficient. They don't need anything from anybody else. They're the biggest country in the world.
It's
the United States with only half the population of the United States.
I can't imagine the Russian people really taking this country of ours seriously anymore. Now, the politicians are another issue. The military, well, that's another issue entirely. We're pushing, we're prodding, we're sending AWACS-type planes and destroyers into the Black Sea, and we're causing as much trouble as we can, but isn't it just mostly headlines? Are we really that stupid to cause Russia to launch? I don't see how they can take Biden and Obama that seriously. No.
Well,
it doesn't work for me.
I think they know that it's part of the plan. Okay.
The plan. It's all the plan. Remember, you're right. It's all the plan. Yeah. There you go.
It's how many people would believe me if I said right now that America's number one ally in the world is the People's Republic of China? They are our biggest ally. Okay. They are helping what's happening happen. Okay. So, I mean, we and them, we launched this biological attack upon the world together. That was a joint effort. Okay. So everything that China and the United States does is pre-planned. Okay. And it has a goal. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Russian heavy armor and troops continue to mass at the Ukraine border. Serbian troops continue to mass at Kosovo's border. Yugoslavia is destined for more war when NATO troops have to be pulled out to defend their homelands. Okay. Bosnia will just go right back to war as soon as the NATO troops get out of there. I mean, there's no way it's going to stay together.
Give me a quick view of Ukraine and its comedian president. What are they going to do? Do they really want Russia to invade? Is that what they're after? What are they doing? I can't figure it out.
Well, you know, I think it's because it's just part of the plan, you know. I mean, Zelensky is not just a comedian. He's also a Zionist of that. So,
and that's not mentioned, you know, nearly enough. Thank you for bringing that up. Good.
So, so that needs to be concerned too. But by far, the vaccine itself will kill off most people. Those who it does not kill because of the LD50 will be transhuman GMOs ready for integration and interface with the internet. At this point, AI will become their god. Nothing you see happening is circumstantial. It is all intentional. The Biden regime wants you dead. Okay. So the thing about the LD50, I know I've talked about it before on this program, but let me just reemphasize. So if you give say that the LD50 of arsenic is 3 grams. So if you give somebody 3 grams, it'll kill half the people. Okay. Part of that half will die at even a lesser dose of like 1 gram. And some people can get 10 grams and not die. Okay. So no poison is measured in a precise dose to kill you. Not even radiation is. Most people die, half of the people die at 600 rads, but there's been, people get at 10,000 rads and live to old age without getting cancer. So the human body, each body is very unique, and it can take a different place. So even though this vaccine is meant to kill people, it's also meant to interface you with the internet. And what they're counting on is those people who survive, those 500 million that they want to be alive, they want them to all have the vaccine. They want them to be the survivors of the vaccine because they can interface with the internet directly through BodyNet. Okay. So that's the reason for the boosters too. Let's up the dose as much as we can. Because the more they put in us, the more we can interface with the internet, you know. So they are counting on a few of us, surviving the shot. Okay. But the odds are small, and they're intentionally small. Okay. So this does two things. Part of their plan is, because remember their plan, the fourth industrial revolution is renewable energy, which cannot support 8 billion people. And the other half of the plan is the internet, which is interface of BodyNet with the internet. Okay. So mm-hmm. by giving the vaccine, you're killing two birds with one stone. You're killing off most of the people, and those who survive will be able to interface with the internet. Okay.
Well, let me stop right there and suggest that for those of you worried, aside from a blackout, the internet will be kept up. That is their primary mechanism of control. They have to keep that up. So, yes, it will be kept up. That's my sense.
Oh yeah, it's. I was watching a tape of Edward Snowden saying, these screens, these social media, this enslaves us. This is going to bring us to the end of our world. Okay, we are so addicted to it and stuff.
Well, that's what it was designed to do. And meanwhile, next step. Bird flu is spreading all across Europe and Asia, they're saying now. So take your pick. As I said, on the shelf, they've got probably 20, 30 items if they need to go to them, if they don't achieve their agenda items with this first round. They'll just go into round two.
Well, keep this in mind, too, that the purpose of the famine is also to lower people's immune systems so that these diseases
sure.
will be more fatal to people.
Stress followed by starvation, easy
right?
piece of cake. And then we're back to how bad and how dangerous is shedding. Pretty dangerous. We already know that.
Oh, yeah.
Mitch, thank you.
The harm done by these things is horrific.
Yes.
Oh, you're very welcome. and my best to everybody out there. And I hope you keep praying and studying and opening your eyes. And above all else, do not take that kill shot. You know?
Or get your nose schwabbed. Stay away.
Klaus Schwab.
I renamed the word.
Yeah.
I renamed it.
I like it. Okay, good night, Jeff.
Thanks. Good night, Mitch. Mitchell Henderson? Okay. Hang on. We'll be right back with Erica. Coming up next.